Now I'm joined with Keith Brocklebank to talk about Near FM's 25th anniversary and his time at the station. Good afternoon, Keith. Thanks very much for joining us.
How's it going, Johnny? Nice for having me on.
Yeah, you're most welcome. Great having you on. So tell us, Keith, when did you actually first join Near FM?
The first time I would have been on air with Near FM was back around 2016. I was sitting in with Andy doing the Fuzzed Up show while I was waiting to do my training. When I finished the training, then I got my own show. That was around 2017. And that was kind of every Friday, doing a couple of hours on the Friday with my brother Steve, Connor. And then since then, we're kind of doing a Sunday show now, the Indie Hour. Myself and Mark do that. So, yeah, it's great crack. Love it. Dublin's best radio station, you know.
Oh, very good. Do you live locally on Dublin's north side?
Yeah, I live in Swords.
Oh, yeah, of course. And did you always live on this side of the Liffey?
I did indeed.
Okay, yeah. Keith, tell us about your weekend programme, Stickman Jukebox, what it's all about.
Yeah, well, on the Friday, we just kind of play a mix of play the latest and greatest in the alternative music, old stuff, new stuff, unsigned bands, signed bands, international and some local and stuff like that as well. Bit of a mix of everything, bit of chat, kind of run quizzes, most shows. Same with the Sunday show. Sunday show is just indie, really. We'd have bands on the phone interviewing them. We can't have them in the studio at the moment with the way things are and stuff, but we'd have them on the phone and that. And then with the quizzes, we kind of make our own ones up sometimes. We might run a pub quiz, and we've actually done Family Fortunes and Who Wants to Be a Millionaire with the sound effects and all. So we kind of just like to mix it up, you know, across the board.
All right, okay. So you play all kinds of music, and music from all decades, I gather, from 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and so on.
Right, true. Yeah, up to this very day sort of thing, yeah.
Oh, okay. And what's the exact day and time that the Stickman show goes out?
On a Friday, we are on 9:30 to 11:30 in the evening, night time. And on the Sunday, we do the Indie Hour from 8:30 to 9:30, just before the brilliant sound of the 70s of Dave.
Oh, okay.
So it's the best Sunday entertainment since Glen Row, I think, when you've got those two shows on there, you know.
Yeah, and the Reardons before that. that was well before your time, I guess.
just a little bit. Yeah.
Keith, how would you describe your time at Near FM?
Oh, I loved it. Everything about it, really. You know, everyone's bang on. Any of their DJs, you know, that I've been looking up to meet and stuff. Oh, good crack, nice people. I've learned plenty. It's great. Like, I've always kind of had an interest. I've loved music since I was a baby, you know what I mean? But I've always wanted to get involved in radio. And to get the opportunity with Near FM has been brilliant. You know, you're kind of like playing, you get to play bands. Like, we have bands messaging us all the time, looking for us to play their music. So we're getting sent music, which is interesting. It's great, you know. It's really enjoyable. And then sitting there on the Friday and on the Sunday, it's always good fun. You know, the lads to be in with me and that. And it's great chatting to other bands and just playing music and talking, you know. It's great. Love it.
Well, a lot of music that comes from those up-and-coming bands is actually absolutely fantastic compared to what you hear on the charts during this
very
day.
True.
Yeah. what would be the most memorable experience for you, Keith, during your time at the station? Sorry, I just asked you that, didn't I? No, I didn't. What's your most memorable experience?
Most memorable.
Yes.
Let me think. See, there's been quite a lot of them, you know. We kind of just the feedback we kind of get when we're live, when there's people messing in, they get involved, and like we'd have debates, but they'd be very light-hearted debates. They wouldn't be, you know, serious political heavy kind of chats around. Like, just very light-hearted debates, and when people are getting involved and you're getting messages coming in, it's just kind of that I love, you know, because you're playing music, you're having a bit of crack, and then you're getting a bit of feedback at the same time live. That's been pretty cool, you know.
Yes, and time flies when that happens, doesn't it?
Ah, it does. Yeah. Like the show, you're kind of sitting down, you're just getting comfortable. It's like, oh, what? It's that time already. You're kind of playing the last track and you're out there sort of thing, you know.
Yeah.
But it's great.
Oh, that's good. So now that we're celebrating 25 years running, how does it feel for you to be part, you know, of a professional and successful station?
Oh, it's brilliant. Like, every week when we go in, it's just, you kind of count your blessings sort of thing. It's like, this is great, you know, it's great to be involved. You know, as I said, we're lucky enough to, we do the every second Friday, to have the every Sunday, where every week we're in there, you know, so we always have a show on, which is great. It's great to be part of it. It's a brilliant radio station. The way it covers so many diverse, different types of music and stuff, it's brilliant. It really is. It's great to be part of it. Really is, like.
Yeah, it's great to hear, Keith. So, right, so we're going to leave it at that for today. And thanks very much for joining us, taking the time to be with us. And it was great talking with you. All the very best and take care.
Absolute pleasure, Johnny. Thanks a million for having me on, yeah.
You're most welcome. Best of luck with your show on the weekend.
You too.
Cheers.
Take it easy.
Good luck. Bye-bye. Now, that was Keith Brocklebank talking about Niarafam's 25th anniversary and also his time at the station.